Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Wolves. And oh, let me tell you, today's episode is going to be unlike any episode of Locked On Wolves you've heard before. As you can tell, I am not Alan Horton, radio play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. My name is Zachary Bennett. I am hosting today's program because I got a DM from Mr. Horton yesterday saying he was unable to continue in his duties as a host. So, just like that, it's over. It's done. Stuck with me. I'm sorry to inform you this way. All is not lost. Mr. Horton will be on this program as a guest moving forward in the future, hopefully as early as tomorrow. He and I are in negotiations about that. I have nothing firm to give you. You can hear him call tonight's game between the Timberwolves and Memphis Grizzlies, the season opener. Lots of excitement happening around the team that he covers. Pre-game coverage begins on 830 WCCO Radio at 6:30. So if you're listening to this and you're going, oh man, oh man, I cannot take this guy. Put up with me for the next 13, 14 minutes. Wait till 6:30, 830 Radio, WCCO. You can hear Alan begin his pregame coverage and call the game by himself as he is one to do, as he usually does. Find him on Twitter as well, at Wolves Radio. He's over on SoundCloud too, soundcloud.com/wolves-radio. I'll share some of the audio from that page later on in today's show when you'll hear from Timberwolves president coach Tom Thibodeau and the reigning NBA rookie of the year, Karl-Anthony Towns. Alan is one of the best in the business, obviously, as you know, someone whose work I've admired for quite some time measured in years, not months. I'm hoping he's going to be able to return to the program on a semi-frequent basis, if not an occasional basis. We'll take what we can get. You can find me on Twitter at ZacharyBD. You might know me from reading my content over at coldomaha.com. I've written at canishoopus.com as well as the Timberwolves blog. I'm not new to podcasting either. I co-host the Wolves Wired podcast with Tim Fakeless. He's a contributor to City Pages, as well as A Wolf Among Wolves, previously with Sporting News. You can find Tim on Twitter, at Tim Fakeless. Necessary shout-out, I think. I used to do the Canis Hoopas program with one John Meyer, a contributor to the Canis Hoopas website, canishoopas.com. Very well-known Wolves blog, very well-renowned Wolves blog. So you may have heard of me, you may have not, but it's nice to meet you, and I'm glad you're listening. Or at least I hope you are still listening. Let's get on with the program. The Wolves are in Memphis, gearing up to open the 2016-17 campaign against the Grizzlies. And much like every game the Wolves will play this season, you can watch it on television. Coverage begins, I think, 6 o'clock over at Fox Sports North. I saw a tweet earlier from the Timberwolves PR department that they are going to show an exclusive sit-down with Tom Thibodeau beginning at 6:20 Central Time. So if you want to get to know your new Timberwolves president of basketball operations and head coach, be sure to tune into that. The opponent in tonight's game, the Grizzlies, is not unfamiliar. These are two teams that met in a preseason contest last week. The Wolves won that game rather handedly, although the score does not totally reflect how dominant they were throughout a majority of the contest. The Wolves ended up winning 101-94. But entering the fourth and final frame, Memphis had trailed 91-57 before outscoring the Wolves by 27 points during the fourth. So they made the Memphis made the outcome respectable, at least on paper, but on the court, man, the Grizz took a beating, especially Marc Gasol, which is relatively unsurprising, being that he was dealing with a bruise on his right foot. But Karl-Anthony Towns really took him to the woodshed, to the tune of 31 points, 7 of 10 from the field. He made each and every one of his 17 free throw attempts, and he did all of this within a span of 24 and a half minutes. Yeah. And this is Marc Gasol we're talking about that Karl-Anthony Towns is bringing to the woodshed. He is no lackluster defensive player. I think he even won the award 3 years ago. If he didn't, he was second. He was runner-up. He was in the conversation, you know, whatever. If you didn't know by now that Marc Gasol is a force at the defensive end, you haven't been paying enough attention or reading enough Zach Lowe, one of the two. Nor is Marc Gasol a lackluster offensive player, although his offensive output in the preseason matchup against the Wolves doesn't indicate that. Gasol scored 6 points on 2 of 10 shooting, missing 8 of his 10 attempts. He gathered 4 rebounds and dished out 2 assists over a span of 19 minutes. But in his defense, remember, he's going against Towns, one of the best up-and-coming players, if not the best up-and-coming players in the league right now. And Gasol is playing with a bruise on his foot, or he had been playing with a bruise on his right foot. It was pretty significant. I remember Memphis media members, one of them, his name escapes me right now, but he said something to the effect of, you know, Gasol felt compelled to play because he felt he needed to stay in game shape. So if that meant playing through some pain in that right foot, so be it. But he did put himself in a vulnerable situation. Karl-Anthony Towns was dominant that night. At one point, Britt Robeson, who covers the Wolves over at MinPost, someone I'm sure you've heard of before, pointed out that Towns was taking Gasol to the low block and demanding the ball. And that, to me, seems almost disrespectful for somebody who earlier today was talking to the media about how much he admires Marc Gasol and how much he really enjoys playing with him and embracing that challenge.
I remember you saying that was kind of the most challenging matchup last year.
Yeah, hands down. I've said that multiple times, you know, that he was the most challenging matchup I had last year.
What was that about?
His ability to pass, you know, his ability to shoot. He could play fundamentally sound and unfundamentally sound, scoring both ways. And, you know, he's about 270s. He's a big guy in there. He takes up a lot of space, you know. So there's a lot of things that challenge you when you're going against Marc Gasol.
Shouts to Wolves Radio, SoundCloud page for that audio. Marc Gasol in 2014-2015 played in 81 games, averaged 17 points, 6.5 rebounds, and just under 4 assists, and he was named to an All-Star team. Last year, of course, he had surgery. He ended up playing just 52 of the 82 games. His numbers diminished a little bit from where they were, but he's still a very talented player, and that much goes without saying. Much like how preseason games don't matter, right, Tibbs?
The preseason is the preseason. And again, it's more than the summer league because you obviously have all NBA players. But you're also looking at most teams are playing 15 guys, a lot of guys, some guys sitting out. The starters aren't playing their normal minutes. They're playing, you know, usually anywhere from 24 to 28, somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's you have to be ready for the regular season. There's a different intensity level. The starters are going to be on the floor a lot longer. So it's a different adjustment. So, I think for your own team, you're just trying to make sure you're prepared for the start of the season. So each game, I think we learn some things. We understand that there's a lot of work to be done. And we just have to continue to go step by step.
Someone somewhere, I'm sure, is fretting way more than they need to be after hearing Tibbs almost sort of get giddy about the idea of playing as starters more minutes now that the regular season has come. Of course, if you hadn't heard by now, Thibodeau developed the reputation during his time in Chicago of being somebody who puts an overbearing workload on his starting lineup, or at least he did in the case of Joakim Noah and Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose. But that was a different time. Tibbs is a different coach. The Wolves bench, much stronger, is, I guess, not so much built around, but it features different guys that Thibodeau brought in during the offseason, his first offseason as someone working as a member of the basketball operations department, Cole Aldrich being one of them, Chris Dunn and Brandon Rush being the others. As for the starting five, you can bet your bottom dollar that it will be Ricky Rubio, Zach LaVine, Andrew Wiggins, Gorgui Dieng, along with Towns. Last year, this is a five-man lineup combination that spearheaded the Wolves' post-All-Star break success, scoring at the rate of 111.4 points per 100 possessions. This figure is known as a team's offensive rating, based on the way NBA stats defines it. Only five of the 15-man groups league-wide that logged at least 200 minutes after the All-Star break last season scored at a more effective clip. So, pretty awesome group offensively. It showcased mostly during those last few games with the win over Golden State and the Portland Trail Blazers. Defensively, though, the group had a lot of room to improve. They gave up 107.8 points per 100 possessions to opponents, which is a rather large number. If you're scoring 111 and only giving up three less, you're really not doing yourself much of a favor at the offensive end. But Tom Thibodeau is expected to fix those defensive issues, and that came very much to fruition throughout a lot of the preseason. I think through most of the preseason, if I recall correctly, the Wolves had given up the fewest points per 100 possessions, or the second fewest, I'm sorry. But as Coach said himself, we do not need to draw too many conclusions from preseason performances. As for the Memphis Grizzlies, they are shorthanded tonight. Tony Allen, although he's been practicing, is out for tonight's game due to knee soreness. He's not yet ready to return. Chandler Parsons, who is arguably the biggest free agent signing the Memphis Grizzlies have ever made, coming over from Dallas via free agency during the offseason. He's expected back soon, but he will not play in tonight's game. He's still rehabbing from knee surgery. Brandon Wright, who before his time in Memphis had been with the Phoenix Suns, is out with an ankle injury. He played in two preseason games. All of a sudden, he stopped playing in the preseason. He was spotted in a boot and has not been able to participate in practice. I've read that he will be evaluated in 10 days, and there is no timetable for his return. So a very shorthanded Grizzlies team might trot out the starting lineup of Mike Conley, James Ennis. The big question mark is who will play that three position. GrizzlyBearBlues.com, that's the SB Nation blog for the Memphis Grizzlies, has Vince Carter as a probable starter, although they do add a question mark in parentheses. Jermichael Green, who should have a good season this year. He's a solid player. He really took it to Nemanja Bjelica last season, which isn't saying much based on what we know about Nemanja Bjelica's defense from last season especially, but a good player, an under-the-radar player for sure, but finds himself in the starting lineup with Memphis. Zach Randolph will be coming off the bench. That is who Jermichael Green replaced. And, of course, Marc Gasol rounds up the starting five. So it should be, dare I say, the first of many wins for the Wolves this season. 538 has them projected at 46 victories. Tim Bontemps of the Washington Post has them as high as 50. I, for one, am just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. It's all we really can do especially for a team this young. They're going to trot out three 21-year-olds on a nightly basis once Karl Anthony Towns turns 21. Chris Dunn is 22 years old, older than most of the 20-year-olds, but still a rookie. Really struggled shooting during the preseason, entered the last preseason game shooting less than 20% from the field. He ended up going 3 of 7 from the field in the preseason finale, a victory over Charlotte. Whether or not that brought his field goal percentage above the elusive 20% mark, I'm not sure. All in all, as I wrap this up here, there is a lot of uncertainty, as well as promise, as well as optimistic hopes and expectations surrounding the Wolves this season. There is no guarantee that they will match all of the expectations pundits nationally and locally have set for them. It's a long season. Injuries, of course, will inevitably play a factor, I'm sure. Knock on wood if you've got some wood around you at home. Just, enjoy it. Try to enjoy it. Try to enjoy Locked On Wolves. Try to enjoy any of the shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. I know Sam Ekstrom does Locked On Vikings with former NFL QB Sage Rosenfels. They were talking about the Love Boat today. I know people in Minnesota are well familiar with that scandal. The Vikings are obviously infamous for that scandal, although those Vikings are having an exciting, successful year thus far. So keep up with Sam and Sage as the Vikings pursue, pursue a playoff berth or maybe a Super Bowl berth. I'm not sure. Not sure what to expect from them. It's not my bit. My job is to bring you Locked On Wolves from now, every day, for the rest of the season and eternity, or however long I can go before someone tells me to stop. I hope you enjoyed the program today. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. We'll recap whatever happens in tonight's game between the Wolves and the Grizzlies. You can catch tonight's game on television with coverage beginning as early as 6, I believe, as I said earlier in the program, on Fox Sports North. The game is scheduled to tip off at 7. You can catch Alan Horton call it on 830 WCCO Radio. His coverage begins at 6:30. Find me on Twitter, at ZacharyBD. This has been Locked On Wolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Until tomorrow, so long.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.